The second town hall style meeting held by the city was incredibly similar to the first. From the informational seminars presented by the city and the oppositional solid waste advocacy group, or SWAG, to the feverish discussion that saw city council members and city residents continually raising their voices over one another to get their points in. At the end of this meeting, another informal vote taken by city residents yielded a less resounding, but still one-sided result: keep trash pickup the same. Although support for SWAG waned slightly, the vote still proves something that many Columbia residents could already inherently tell you, according to SWAG spokesperson Mary Hussman.
That is kind of the $64,000 question. Why are they even doing this? I was so glad to see the bags here. I think it really works for people. I think people are showing that in the satisfaction rates with these surveys. We have 2 years where 1 year was 92% and the other year was 94%. We have a system that works.
Yet the city seemed hardly deterred by these numbers. Their main focus of this evening, according to Public Works Director for the City of Columbia, John Glasscock, was to remind citizens that while they wanted a service that works for the public, they also wanted one that is logistical for the city. According to Glasscock, their biggest logistical concern had to do with trying to lower workers' compensation claims by presenting a safer system.
We're talking about the staff and the problems that staff has in collecting the trash. You know, it's a tough job. It's very onerous on their bodies. And so people understand that. They make that connection very easily.
But to SWAG, this claim of keeping workers safe is just a red herring.
If you can't find 30 people out of 100,000 people in this city that would want to do that job, then you're not doing your job of making sure that you advertise these correctly at a decent pay scale. You can't help but be suspicious.
Glasscock said that they have no plans of removing any current city staffers if the automated trash pickup is approved. The next meeting will take place on Tuesday, March 3rd at Russell Boulevard Elementary School. Tyler Adkison, KBIA, Columbia.